there are sometimes sections of the text which almost get lost in the shuffle. And yet, upon reflection, they are the principal portion of the text. The entire text rests upon them. And yet, they get lost in the shuffle. And one such piece in the Haggadah we have after we basically complete our analysis of the Parsha Rami Ovid Ovi, and then we go to Dayenu, so finally we come to Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel, we know, it's the heart of the Seder, the Mishnah tells us. After Rabbi Gamliel, so we have two paragraphs which precede the Halo. And those get lost almost as sort of bridge paragraphs, introductory paragraphs. Then we finish our mitzvah halayla, and that is another mitzvah halayla of Halo. And in between the two, this is the bridge, you know. And that's what they're lost. B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros es atzmo ki ilahu yotzim mitzvah. Shenemar v'yigat levinucha v'yom olay mor barbor ze osa Hashem li. B'tzeisim mitzvah. And li loyas avos means in a very personal sense. It's not only a quotation from their door, but for me, loyas avosin of vad gola kodesh baruch hu laf oisan of gola shenema v'oisan of hotzi misham the marhovi oisan of los oisan of osarot shenish bala avosin. So who's the oisan of hotzi misham? Who's the oisan of? The Chayyim Ramesh Rabbeinu is talking to. Which Bnei Yisrael?
Just got out of the tribe.
And what's the proof? Of B'chol Dor V'Dor, of course. So what's the proof that B'chol Dor V'Dor? If they are the people that went out of Mitzrayim.
Every door.
So what's the proof though? Shenem Abba Osono Hotzi Misham. What's the proof?
Yosano was probably sent much later. Where did Yosano come from?
Oh, so you could learn one of two ways. Now the Pasuk says, Los is lono with the Arutz HaShanish Bala Vaseinu. And this is the end of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. So who are the ones that he's talking to that Los is lono with the Arutz HaShanish Bala Vaseinu?
The children.
The children. The ones that were not necessarily born in Mitzrayim. Now the Malbim says that in that parasha it says, Vayok Yisholcha Vincholeh Mochor. What's mocha? Mocha is not tomorrow, but mocha means in the future. Is Avshakar Mesuk al Anoshim Yetzim Mitzrayim. Long after the Dor HaMidbar is gone, your children will ask you. But Kol Zeh, how do you answer? Yoshua ben Ashoel, but Isonu Hotzi Misham. Muchach Mizek, Yafo Sonu Galimo. That's the Malvim's Pshat. I think our Pshat is perhaps a little bit more insightful, because we Isonu. Even if he's talking to the, if he's talking to this door, well, Isanu refers to whom? So Isanu refers, Poshet, not only to the future door, but the door that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is talking to, well, Isanu Hotzi Misham. So either way, Malbim's way, well, Isanu Hotzi Misham, that's what will answer them in the future. But then you could say, well, Sonu Hotzi Misham is just a reference historically that he took us out. We as a people were taken out. But here, where he's addressing them directly, well, Sonu Hotzi Misham, the one Havi or Sonu lost his Nanu Arts, it's B'mashma, the same people that will inherit Eretz Yisrael, those are the ones that are Sonu Hotzi Misham. The whole Dorvador of Chayav Adam Liros Atzat Mokudu Hu Yotzav Yitzvah. So this is not just merely a historical recitation. The Jewish people left Mitzrayim, and therefore we're not in Mitzrayim, and therefore we thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But we have to see Voisonu Hotzi Misham. Now this is a very critical factor in the entire Haggadah. It changes really the tenor of everything that takes place, as we'll see in a moment. Become Lefika. So the Fikach is connected. Anachnu Chayovim, because of Osono Hotzi Misham, therefore, And in this paragraph, we had the Rishosa Labus Seinu, the Loru was called Anisim Ailu, to us too. Now it ends, the text that we have, there are two texts in Haggadah. There's Benemar Lefon of Shira Chadosha Halalunka. Benemar meaning, and the Shira Chadosha was said, referring to the Yoytze Mitzrayim, recited praise to the Rebbeinu Shemalim. And there's a second text that many take objection to. V'noimar lefon of Shir Chadosha, and we will say Ashira Chadosha, Halleluka, meaning the Hallel. Now, the question is, since we're referring to, they said the Hallel, what do I mean V'noimar lefon of, that we will say Ashira Chadosha. So the many Achrayim changed the text from V'noimar to V'noimar lefon of. The Brisker Rav or Velvel defends and says the original text of an Omar is correct. Since it's Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo Kehilu Hu Yotzei in Mitzrayim, so therefore we now have to say new praises, we have to sing new praises, not what they did in the past, we presently have to sing new praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for what he's done for us. So the Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo affects the Shira. It is not only the Shira, a recitation of the Shira that they recited, but it's a recitation of our own Shira. And there's a very profound difference between the two in a number of different ways. In the House of Risk, they define Shabbach and Haidah. What is Shevach and what is Haidah? Shevach refers to the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the great things that he does, even though they may not necessarily impact upon me. Mars exists. It's a great thing that there's Mars. Saturn has moons. It's a tremendous world. But I'll tell you the truth. You know, from where I sit, if Saturn's moons crashed into Saturn tonight, I'd sleep well tomorrow too, you know. It wouldn't upset me too much, you know.
How would we know? It could affect the Earth.
That's whatever. True. Listen, when if it would affect the Earth, I'll worry about it. But until such time it affects the Earth, I'm not about to worry about it.
They have tremendous purpose in preventing the Earth being bombarded.
I'm just saying, let's say if one of the moons of Saturn went down, I'm not going to lose much sleep over it, you know. Why? Because I don't perceive. There may be a reason that it's good for us too, that it's there, but we don't perceive presently that. You know, in Antarctica, there's all types of things going on. I haven't been in Antarctica until this point in my life. I don't anticipate being there. I don't know, maybe someone on the shul will get married there once. I'll have to go, you know, to a wedding. But, you know, right now I'm not anticipating being in Antarctica. So, you know, if there's a particular plant that grows in Antarctica, it doesn't grow in Antarctica. It's a very nice thing, but it doesn't have much impact in my life. So to sing the praises of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in that regard is Shevach. Haidah is a very personal dimension. That's something that impacts me. Things that affect me. That's what I think I do to the Rabbi Shalom. So the question, first of all, is what is the Haggadah? What are we reciting? Is Shevach or Haido? It's praise for the past. But again, what's its impact? It's very indirect in its impact upon me. I don't know, it's Haido. It's very personal. So that's the first thing, that it comes out that the, because of Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo, it's Haido. It's the most, it's the deepest thankfulness for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a direct appreciation of what he has done for, not merely what he's done for someone else. So it plays a critical role in that regard too. But there's another regard in which it plays a very critical role. So it has to do with the text, that has to do with understanding of what's taking place. And There's an entire discussion. Why is there no brocha on this challah? Why don't we have a brocha on this challah? What happened to the brocha? So So Ran that talks about it. And we'll try to go take the Ran through all three steps that are necessary. You know, and the Briskus Forum spelled out two of the steps. And that's basically where the world stops after the first two steps. The third step, they don't spell out. And without the third step, with IT, we're not there yet. The Ran tells us that basically there are two different types of hollow. There's the hollow that we recite typically on, you know, most Yom Tovim. It's one type of hollow, perhaps we'd call it Kriyas hollow. And then there's the hollow which we recite, we get the Shira, which we recite on the night of Pesach. So the Brocha is on the Kriyas hollow, on the hollow that we recite, you know, normally on the Chag. But the one that's recited there, Shira in effect, that one we don't recite a Brocha on. The Briskarov spells out that why is this hollow differentiated from all the other hollow that I would say hollow every day of Sukkot. So why is the hollow of the night of Pesach different than the hollow of Sukkot or the hollow of Hanukkah? So the answer is because of Chayev Adam Liros Asatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzav Mitzrayim. There's no Chayev to see myself that I lived in the time of the Maccabim and I experienced the victory over Antiochus. It's a historical fact that they defeated Antiochus and there is no Jewish sovereignty, so we celebrate. But it's not a personal dimension. I live 2,000 years, 2,200 years away from those events. So they are significant that I recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world through them. That's true. Etc. But it's not a personal experience. It happened to someone else. The night of Pesach is Chayav Adam Liros Asatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzav Mitzrayim. It's not indirect. We are personally recipients of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Something the Rebbeinu Shalom did in effect for each door. It wasn't done for that door, or we just incidentally are the recipients. No, the intention was in fact for each and every door was done. And therefore for its impact upon us, it was done for that reason. And therefore we have to sing the praises of the revelation of the Simchai Dor. That it still doesn't resolve the problem, that's where the world stops at this point. The Briskin Rav added one more step to the run, but that's where the world stops. But one may it still begs the question. So what self goes off? Why isn't there a brocha? It's a chiyuv to say hallel. So why isn't there a brocha on it? What do I care? It's kriya, it's shira, it's chayav adam liros, it's atzma. I still have the bottom line. Do I have to say hallel? Yes. So why don't I make a brocha? What all the dust settles? What happened? So on the yakotin was moisif one more step to the briskarov. The Gemara says in Daf Kufi Zayin Imsochim that Neviim Shebeneim Tiknu Halal Kol Torah Shalei Tovik. The Neviim instituted Halal for all the difficulties which afflicted the Jewish people and we were spared from them. Neviim Shebeneim Tiknu Halal. That deals with Halal when there's an event which took place on Sukkot, on Pesach, whatever it is, there are events which took place. So there's a takona of Halo. How about if a person has a Hatzolah, all of Klal Yisrael, so suddenly we have a huge Hatzolah. So now we have to say Halo. We were all saved. So we have to say Halo now. Did anyone institute a takona for that? It's because it is a takana, or because a person that's saved has to give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's not because of a takana. I say halal on Hanukkah because of a takana. I wasn't saved on Hanukkah. But Chazal v'koveya, that's a time to remember the nisim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we say halal. If lo aleinu, a wall of Klal Yisrael was suddenly saved, al admas hakodesh, from some type of looming threat, so we'd have to say halal. To recite the halal. Recite the halal, so what? There's no takona for that. The Nevi'im declared that the appropriate response to being saved is to recite the halal. That's true. But there's no takona. When there's no takona, how can we say Asher Kedushanu B'Mesoyis HaVitzivonu? There's no takona, there's no direct tzivu to do so. It's something that I understand of my own that I have to do.
That's not like one psachim. That's not a takana.
It's not a tikkun. What I mean is that they declared, they enunciated the fact that whenever there's a tzara, we have to say halal, and we're spared. But the dor that's spared from it says halal because you have to give my daughter the Ribbono Shel Olam because I was saved.
So it's only for later generations.
Later generations, there's a takana. Those that were saved, Lamosha, from Antiochus, so they had to say halal because they were saved. Afterwards, they were instituted at the days of Lahidus of the halal, that we have to say halal, even if we're not the ones that were saved, to commemorate those days. That's a takana. With that which took place, the Ravim articulated how a person reacts to chesed of the Ravim. I react with I do. That's true, but there's no takana. In the absence of a takana, so you can't make a brocha Asher Kedushanu B'Mesoyis HaVitzivonu. Certainly if we'll view it as not a mitzvah d'oraisa, then certainly, then what's the Vitzivonu? That the Chachamim told us to do it. It's a midah that I'm supposed to do it, but there was no takona that's involved. You can't say Vitzivonu. It's appropriate, it's correct. That's what I think that the meaning of this Ran is. So we don't recite a halal, because a halal is when we have a takona to recite halal about past events. Current events, there's no takona.
But if I understand from the Torah that I've been taught that this is the reaction I should have.
No, that's true. But you still
can't.
It's not a direct.
So a teaching that
that's true. It's not but it's not a mitzvah in that sense. It's not a mitzvah in a Torah. It's not a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. There, in a certain regard, anything which is Rotzon Hashem is a mitzvah, but it's not in that format. It's appropriate. It's what I'm supposed to do, but it's not formulated as a mitzvah. It's not a tzivu in the Torah to do so. It's not a tzivu from the Chachamim to do so. That's the way a person's supposed to act. There's a lot of things I'm supposed to do in this world, but I don't make a broch on every single one of them. They don't have the format. They're not formatted as a mitzvah.
We are saying it both in shul at night and the next day.
The one that we say in the next, we'll leave the one at night alone for now, according to the Ran.
Okay.
But the one that we say in the shul, that's because that says, because our forefathers went out of Mitzrayim. That's not different than the one we say in Hanukkah. But in the night of the Seder, there's the special din of Chayav Adam Liros HaSatmo Kuyidu Hu Yotzal of Mitzrayim. So this changes the tenor of the halal itself. It's a different halal. And that's why we don't make a brocha. Now, this changes something else too. That after the first two paragraphs of the halal, then we come to a brocha. Asher Galonu V'Galus Avoseinu. Now, in this bracha, we say, "Ken Hashem Elokeinu V'Kibus Yagin L'Mo'adim V'Galim Achayim Aboim V'Kosenu V'Shalom." Smeichem V'Vinyan Yirecha V'Sosim V'Avoydosecha. That we should, the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring us to other Yom Tov, which wherein we will be Sameach V'Vinyan Yirecha with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim V'Sosim V'Avoydosecha. And rejoice in the opportunity to serve you. V'nochal shomer azvochem menonen apsochem. Amolito kabonos. Ashi yagi adomo makim rizvachacha lerotzer. Ayag v'doyde lecho shir chodosh agulosenu v'apidus nafsheinu. Now, interestingly, in this bracha, and Tosfos does point this out in Arei Pesachim, this bracha is not only Asher Golono Begolos Avoseinu, but there's a significant bakosha in this bracha too. Ken Hashem Elokeinu Yagen L'Moadim L'Golim Acher. So this is a whole lengthy bakosha that we have in the midst of this bracha. And then we come back, bracha to Hashem Gal Yisrael. So the bracha is principally a bracha of Hidu. It starts with Asher Golono Begolos Avoseinu, and it ends Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, of what he did, Tzaydo. But in the midst of this bracha, we have a bakasha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why? Because of the fact of Chayavonim Liros Atzmo Kilu Hu Yotzam Yitzrayim. The bracha is not merely Asher Golono. The bracha is Asher Golono Begolos Avoseinu. And it's very critical. Very critical in our understanding. At the end of Shiras David, I come back to this again and again, because it is so fundamental. It's a fundamental insight of the Malbim, which has opened up so many things. Come into focus. At the end of Shiras David, he says, Alkein Oyiducha Hashem Bagoyim Ulishimcha Azava. In the written text, we read it differently, but in the written text states, Magdil Yishuvos Malko, Vos Echesed L'Mishicho, L'David U'L'Zaro Adolom. In the Malbim is concerned that what is the connection of these two psukim. It says, Alkein Oyiducha Hashem Bagoyim, L'Shimcha Azamer, and Magdil Yishuvos Malko, Vos Echesed L'Mishicho. What does one thing have to do with the next? The first is a statement, Oyiducha Hashem Bagoyim, L'Shimcha Azamer. And Dabar Melech is completing the Shira. I sing the praises of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then he ends off, suddenly the Shira, Magdil Yeshua's Malko, was a Chesed Mshicha. What happened there? It's the change in tone. So the Malbim tells us, you can find it in the Malbim, you can find it in the Mikros, Gedolos Chumash, that has the parish of the Malbim, and Avtoros also cites it, that commensurate with the Hidor that we give to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, commensurate with that, we have a renewed facility, or an intensified facility, to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for his chesed. And therefore, David HaMelech says, Alkein Oyiducha Hashem Bagoyim L'Shimcha Azamer, by going through the process of Haidah, of praising the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for that which you've done for me, Haidah, is Magdil Yishuvos Malko, intensify the level of salvation that you provide for me. For he's a chesed l'mashicha, the David of the Zara Wadayla. So commensurate with my level of Haidah, with the level of thanksgiving to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, commensurate with that is my ability to be mavakish, to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the reason for that is, Chovas HaLevavos writes, as he does in Shaar HaBitochon, that what is the schus that my tefillah is answered? Tefillah is a very difficult notion, Rabbi Yisrael. I want something. You have it. So I speak to you. And I try all different tactics. I try to tell you why I deserve it. I cajole you. I make you feel bad for me, whatever I do. I can try all different types of tactics to succeed. I can become a nudge. So that you just listen. You'd rather give it to me than put up with me bothering you anymore. There's a lot of ways to succeed in life. And if you have teenage kids, you're an expert on the subject. You know, how they let loose, you know, from all different angles to get that which they want. But so that's fine with human beings, but with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam it doesn't help. We can't control the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We can't force him to give us something. He doesn't lose his patience with us, that he can't stand to listen to us anymore. So if we deserved it, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give it to us in the first place. And if we don't deserve it, so what's it going to help that we controlled him? So what's the point of the tefillah? So Chovas HaLevavos says the efficacy of tefillah is rooted in the fact of our appreciation of how dependent we are on the Rabbeinu Shelem. When I come to a deeper amuna in tefillah of how dependent I truly am on the Rabbeinu Shelem, I become more worthy. And perhaps something which I did not merit before the tefillah, after the tefillah I now merit. That is the nature of tefillah. But when we consider it, that's abstract. Well, I want something which is not here. I asked the Rabbeinu Shalom for it. So we're all dealing in abstractions now. Chidah is no longer abstract. Last week I was with Paulo that I want the Rabbeinu Shalom to give me something. This week I got it unexpectedly. So now it's no longer abstract. Now it's concrete. So when Chidah is a stronger understanding of the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence in my life than in Bakasha. We have to be careful not to fall into the trap of Koichi Vaitz and Yodi, also Lias Achayel Azeh, of taking all credit for ourselves. That's true. But in concrete terms, there's something here, it's tangible. That which I longed for, that which I wanted, is now at hand, and I'm holding it. The Rabbeinu Shalom that I spoke to and asked for this particular thing, and rather unexpectedly and in some strange fashion, I actually got it. So who gave it to me? That's Rabbeinu Shalom. But now I'm not talking about abstractions. It's concrete. I'm holding it. It's here. So that is the ultimate recognition of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a deeper recognition even than in the recognition of the Rabbeinu Shalom through Bakasha.
What you're saying is that Hoda leads to a more of a deeper appreciation of dependence.
Correct. Yes. Hador brings us to the deepest understanding of our dependence on the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, we have a new schus. Magdil Yeshua's Malka was a chesed m'shicha. That's the power of Hador. So this is not only Shevach Asher Ga'alonu, but it's something much more powerful. The Gaul, Asher Ga'alonu, the Gaul as Avosenu. Not only Gaul as Avosenu, but Asher Ga'alonu. That Gula, it's me. He took us out of Mitzrayim too. You know, when they were taking people out of Mitzrayim, they put us on the list too. It wasn't that they put my great-great-grandfather on the list and consequently he left Mitzrayim and I'm out. No. My name had to appear on the list too. Rishon did it for us just as well as he did it for those that left Mitzrayim and Adar. If I understand that, that's a realm of Hidor. From Hidor, that opens up. From Hidor, we come to Ru Bakosha. And what is the ultimate Bakosha that we want on the night of Pesach? The Gula Shleim, right? Yagi for what? To serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. Can Yagi Eidu L'Mu'adim L'Golim Acheirem Bo'an L'Vasin L'Shalom Smeichem B'Vinyan Erechem B'Sosim B'Avoy D'Asecha. That's the ultimate thing that we want. So when do we make that Bakosha? In the midst of the Hidor. Then we come to that Bakosha. Because this is the ultimate step that we seek of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hidor has its own parameters. We have to dash in the parsha of Arami Yovid Ovi all the way back to Yaakov arriving in the household of Laban to steal his money from him. They were ready to kill their own cousin. that part of the world is no less treacherous today than it was then. So why in the night of the Satan do we have to go back to our Ami Oyved Omi? Haidah, when I give Haidah, I have to trace all the entire roots of the Haidah. Everything that brought this, made this day happen. From Yaakov Avinu going into Golus and Arami Oyved Ovi, beginning the Golus of the Jewish people. And how the Rabbeinu Shalom speared him. From Lavan, from Esav, and everything that takes place. And we went to Mitzrayim. And all that ensued. All the events which led until today. That's also part of the Haidah. Haidah cannot just be a snapshot of this moment. And Haidah, I have to see all the antecedents which brought this day about. That also has to be a part of the Haidah. But it doesn't only end with that. Each kais, where does the notion of a kais come from? Kaisal bracha, where does it come from? By Kiddush, by Abdullah, by Achasana, what is the notion of kosher bracha? What's its source? It's a good question. If we look in the Shultis and Parshas Yisro, we'll find the answer. Kosher bracha comes from the notion of Ein Shira El Al Hayayin. Shira the Migdash always involved Yayin. And from that notion, that's the root of all the Kaisers of Bracha. All the Kaisers of Bracha revolve around some measure, a measure of Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kiddush is a Haidah, Abdullah is Haidah, Chasana is certainly Haidah, the Iker Kais by the Chasana, which is Medina de Gemara, is the Sheva Bracha's Kais, which is certainly Haidah. Kais is for Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Where exactly is the Ayin in the basin? Because it seems to me that the Levim are singing Shira there on those steps. And you're not allowed to drink wine anywhere inside.
Right, it had to be, it means with the Besochim, which took place, but that was a necessary part of the process.
That
was
going on at the same time.
That's part of the Nesso.
Some Kabbalists had wine.
Yeah, yeah, sure. That's part of, that's right, part of the necessary part right. of the process of the Shira. Right, Shira El Al Hayayin. Without the.
Okay, good.
Now, that's where Shira comes from. That's where Kais comes from the notion of Shira. Kais is Shira. So we need to ask ourselves, what is the Shira? And the night of the of Pesach, so we understand the four Kaises. And not just random cases. The Shira of the night of Pesach. So let me ask you a question. I understand coast number one. I understand coast number two. And I understand coast number four. The first one is Kiddush, Kiddush Hashem. The second one, we recite the Haggadah, Allah Kais. That's fine. The fourth one, Goimrim Alova Sahala, also fine. What do we do with the third kais? Birchas Avozon. And right after Birchas Avozon, we drink it. Okay. So what does that have to do with the Haidah of the night of Pesach? What? That which we do when we have the kais is the Haidah. So where is the Haidah? The Haidah and Kiddush is the Kiddush Hashem. Then comes the Maggid, Omrim Alav Agad, right? The Halal, the Haggadah. The fourth Kais is Omrim Alav Halal. So all of them are Haidah. Where is the Haidah of the third Kais?
Must be in the benching.
Oh, so it must be in the benching. So what do we learn from that? That the benching is not merely the Birchas HaMozon. The benching itself is a Chelek of the Haidah. Of Pesach. So what are we? So what is it? It's because in Haidah we can not only have to look back to the antecedents, we have to examine everything that came from it too. What came from it is the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman's advice: No delicha al eretz chem de toiv berchovah. Yerushalayim, Bani Yerushalayim, the Mikdash. It all came from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a retrospective all the way back to Arami Oved Ovi, but we have a prospective too, forward, to look into the future. What came forth from that moment? We built the first Jewish Commonwealth, we built the Beis HaMikdash, we had Yerushalayim. Great things. We had a homeland. That's also part of the Haidah. It's part of the Haidah of Pesach. No less so than going to Arami Oyed Ovi is what came forth from this particular chesed that the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us. So that's also part of the Haidah. We understand then that Magid, the essence of the Magid, is Haidah. It's Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's the whole Seder, is Haidah. From this we'll unravel one of the mysteries of the Haggadah. And there is a Terut, I'm not saying there are not other Terutzim, but I'm presently interested in Terutzim which really go to the heart of what the Seder is. You know, not just Pshetlach. We have a very strange, difficult part of the Haggadah. After we finish darshaning the parsha of Rami Ovid Ovi, and we finish we can deal with the Makkis, fine, the Tachadash Bachav, all of a sudden, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Oimar, Mi Ayanata Omer Shaloku Esamach. So the Yom Loku Chamisha Makas. But there's some of the nine Shekhov Makas, Yibbe Kodesh Vola Mitzvah 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 Shal Arba Makas. And then Rabbi Akiva, Yibbe Kodesh Vola Mitzvah 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 was a five Makas. And then after that, all of a sudden, we start Kama Milas Tovus Lamokam Alei. You know what? Appreciation of everything that the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Beis HaMechira. And then after that, we go, okay, we understand we have the simonim of the Seder of Gamliel, and then we start Hallel. What is this section? What is this doing? And what are they get all exercised about? Metzius is that we came to the Yamsuf, the Rebbeinu Shalom did Nisa for us, it was Matzalos. So it was 50, it was 200, it was 250. Where's the big nafkamina? What? As we always say, my dahava, it happened, it's over and done with. So, you know, what's the point? Three different versions, okay. And we have to have three different versions yet in the Haggadah to talk about the fact that there are three different versions. We'll take one version, whatever it is. The point is that we owe a debt of gratitude to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he saved us in Mitzrayim, he saved us alayam. So the world says a pshat. So therefore everyone wanted to be Marva Makas. Listen, the pshat may be true, but I don't think it goes to the heart of what the Haggadah is dealing with. That's certainly not, I don't believe in the flow of what the Haggadah is doing. That may incidentally be true, as I said, but what is this section of the Haggadah? What's it doing? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, that before we give Haidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have to know what we're giving Haidah for. So what did he do for us? So here we have Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, etc. Rabbi Yisai Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, the Kama Milas Tovus, Dayenu. We need to understand that which the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us. They're all different levels of chesed that are received from people. Tremendously different levels. So I went outside and I didn't have a car and someone picked me up and he drove me three blocks to my house. I owe my car a toy for that. But there's one Akara Satori. There's another Akara Satori, if a person didn't have a job, and he wondered what was going to be, and some guy, his friend, calls him up and says, Shmerel, I have a job for you. And I've worked here for the next 25 years. It's a different Akara Satori. There's another Akara Satori. A guy was crossing the street. I drove at 8th Avenue last week. Driving up 8th Avenue. And a person's crossing the street talking on a cell phone. They were about as aware that I was driving on 8th Avenue as I was aware at that moment of who was walking around on Mars. So a person's, well, Baruch Hashem, I saw them, I stopped, you know, I dealt with the problem. So you don't see, the driver doesn't see. And the person's running into the street, and you're standing next to them, and you pull them out of the way, and the car zooms by at 50 miles an hour. So if you hadn't pulled them out of the way, that's it, L'chaim on the shalom, they're out of here. So what do they owe you now? They owe you something more than the first two guys. One guy, listen, gave me a role. The other guy gave me parnas. This guy gave me my life. If not for what he did, I wouldn't be here. Saved my life, literally. Not figuratively. A different haida. And if I give the person that saved my life the same haida as the guy that drove me three blocks, so I've not lived up to my responsibility. So before we give a door to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have to know how much the Rebbeinu Shalom has done for us. It's a different level of Haidah. So each Tana sought to explain what's the Haidah that we have to give before to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And then tells us something else. Chovas HaLevavos writes that if we took all the mitzvahs which were done in this world from Adam HaRishon until Mashiach, every mitzvah done by every human being that will ever traverse the face of this earth, and we'll collect all of those mitzvahs and we'll say, Sam Kosofsky, you have the schus of all of those mitzvahs. All yours, that's it. They all went into your bank account. Pretty good. And yet Chovas HaLevavos writes that all of that would not make someone worthy of one chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom does everything for us. Now, therefore we have to understand how much Haidor do I have to give for each chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom does for me? Before I stop to calculate the magnitude of my obligation, what is my obligation for each little chesed that he did for me? Each chesed that he did for me? Each single chesed? Which is the meaning, that's why we have Dayenu right after Rabbi Akiva, after that section, is to tell me I have a massive amount of haidah. What's the haidah that I have? How much am I mechuyev in haidah for one thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom does for me? You know, the world mistranslates the word dayenu. What does dayenu mean? It would have been enough for us. It means, okay, I didn't need any more than this. I got enough. Does not mean that itself, evidently doesn't mean that if we consider the text. If we were going to live without the Torah, the version brought us to Har Sinai and it didn't give us the Torah, that's an over us, you know.
We weren't going to drown in the sea.
You know. So what's the pshat in Dayenu? Dayenu means something else. And it's unfortunate that it has been misconstrued. Dayenu means it's sufficient reason for us to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what it means. If he had only done that, that would be sufficient reason that we should have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. And what do we have after we finish the Dayenu? Al achas kama v'kama. At a kal v'chaim v'nosim lona v'ch v'vona lona z'isa v'chir l'chabar v'chal v'sinadech. What's the achas kama v'kama? I mean, certainly, how much do we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo if he did all of these things for us? He did not do just one little thing. And then he did all the Nisim and Mitzrayim, and all the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. A different obligation than Haido. That's Dayena. That would be enough to obligate me to give my daughter to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Any single thing that he did for me, let alone the global scope of everything that is done for me. So after we do go through our Rami Oyvid Ovi and see what the Rebbeinu Shlomo has done for us, and after we look at a global sense of the Nisim and Mitzrayim and the Nisim and Yam Suf, then we go back, well, how much do I owe the Rebbeinu Shlomo for each single thing that I do that was done for me? Something that I cannot, there's no way that I can repay the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's a very fascinating Tosis in Masechet Avodah Zarah, in Daf Hei. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was upset. It says that we are Kfuyei Toivo, Bnei Kfuyei Toivo. Why? The Rebbeinu Shalom says, after Maimar Sinem, Yiten V'hoyel V'ovim Zeh like Kol HaYomim, that they should have this exalted feeling towards me every day. So the Gemara says, Klai Yisrael should have said, answered, Mi Yiten? They should have answered, Atotein, Rebbeinu Shalom, give it to us. So why didn't we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for it? Tosis explains. Because we're Kfuyei Toivo, we didn't want to feel obligated to the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us this chesed. So why am I Kfuyei Toivo? If I don't want to ask you for a chesed, so I'm a Kfuyei Toivo. I never took a chesed. What's the problem? If I take something from you, I'll owe you something. So I don't want to take from you, I'll owe you something. So where's the Kfuyei Toivo? So the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal answered,
you want everything else to the Rosh
Hashanah. That if we understood how much I owe the Rebbeinu Shalom until now, I have a bill that I can never pay. So what do you mean? I don't want to feel obligated to you. I only owe you $17 billion until now, and I don't want to ask you for $5 more, because I'll owe you one if you give me fed up to run up to $17 billion and five. So if you think that way, that means you have no appreciation of what it means to owe $17 billion in the first place. If I understood that I owe $17 billion, that I have no hope of paying it off, so then I don't have a reason not to ask you to give me another $5 because I don't want to owe you one. If I can feel have such a feeling within myself, it's because I don't appreciate that which you did for me in the first place. And I said, oh, listen, I'm not indebted to you until now. I never took a favor from you. I don't want to take a favor, then I'll owe you something. So that deals with a boss of a dumb that I never took a favor from him until now. And I don't want to be indebted to him. So don't ask him for a favor. It's fine. But the Rebbeinu Shalom, I owe him so much for all the chesed that it's pointless to say I don't want to eat, that I don't want to feel obligated to him. So the only person that could have such a perspective is a Kfuyei Toivo, that he fails to appreciate chesed for the Rebbeinu Shalom of the Rebbeinu Shalom in the first place. So the Seder is to draw us into the world of Eidol, to appreciate in depth everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom has done, the Nisim that he's done for us, the personal aspect of it, the sources of that chesed of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the repercussions of the Rebbeinu Shalom's chesed of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what we received subsequent to that. This is the Inyan of Haido, in the central theme of the Haggadah itself. It's a statement that we do of thanksgiving to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Good night, Rabbi. I hope that the pre-Pesach Shir B'ez Hashem will be next Monday night, because next Tuesday night, Mirza Shalom, I will not be. I'm going to be in San Diego for the to the Esterson wedding. We're going to be sleeping Tuesday night in San Diego, Esterson Hashem Yisbarach. So I hope that Monday night will be the pre-Pesach Shia, the one on kashering the house, or preparing the house for Pesach.
Sorry, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. At 8 o'clock, Esterson Hashem, yes.
Don't just listen to me.